The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? Welcome into your daily sports betting brand of record. We call it the Early Edge. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline. You know, it's all in the family here at Sportsline right now, also live on their YouTube channel. Check out the good friends over there at First Cut. They're giving stuff away. They're going to have guys down at the PGA show. We really want to lean into golf now that we are getting into the meat of the PGA Tour schedule this week. In fact, excuse me, I'll be at the Farmers Insurance. If everybody's going to be out there, come on over and say hello. All right, coming out the day yesterday, thank goodness for the underdog play of the day because both ends of that hit. A few more X's than we would like, but, you know, we do this 7 days a week. It happens. Let's bring in the stars of the show on this Tuesday. Don't forget, in your feed today, 5 p.m. Eastern this afternoon, our conference championship mega preview for the NFL. Look at all these beautiful faces. First and foremost, oh, last night she was active on the Twitter machine. You got to follow her, Alabama, the Ice Queen. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Super happy to be here and have a good play I like today. So.
I am so super happy, too. I am so super happy. Oh, I love when you come on the show. The energy just goes like this. All right, live from Nashville, Tennessee, 8 floors below. AB on the ones and twos. What's good?
Hey, what's good, Coach? What's good, everybody? Yep, nice and warm here in the janitor's closet. Got a couple picks for everybody. Let's get it fired up.
He's our NBA guru, Mikey B. What's up, man?
Morning. We've got uncharacteristic 9-game slate for a Tuesday. Usually not that busy, so looking forward to it.
Oh, me too. Let's go, let's go, let's go. And live from Las Vegas, the Zach Attack. Zach Simony, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. It's been a good couple of weeks for me on the show. Yesterday didn't go so well. Spice Adams, one of my favorite follows on social media. That's how I felt yesterday with the Northeastern play. They'll have four slides throughout a Chicago Bears game. At first, he starts off smiling. It looks good. 24-12 Northeastern looked great. Halftime, change your face a little bit. They're only up by two. Then a little bit more through the game. They blow the lead. They don't score. Face turns to a frown.
I was keeping my eye on that game in particular because I was wondering how the ebbs and flows of the game are going to go. And yeah, it was all over the place.
They did have their chance, though. The UNC Wilmington was flat. Could not score, but Northeastern couldn't answer. Could not answer for that 5-minute stretch.
No doubt about that. But as the Meister always says, on to the next. So let's switch our focus to today. Storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And I tell you what, you heard Mikey B said there's uncharacteristically 9 games on the slate. So what is something that we can look for?
Yeah, my storyline tonight is triple-double watch. We got a few situations where it might be worth placing a wager on a player to make a triple-double. Nikola Jokic, all of these odds are from Caesars, is at plus 250 for his matchup against the Pistons. He had 34 points, 9 rebounds, and 8 assists when these two teams played Sunday. James Harden, plus 185. The Nets are playing the Lakers. No Kyrie, no Durant. They played the Lakers on Christmas. No Kyrie, no Durant, and he had a triple-double. And the last one, which I think is the most exciting, is DeJounte Murray at plus 310 for the Spurs against the Rockets. He has 3 triple-doubles in his last 11 games. He missed 3 others by 1 rebound each. And he did have a triple-double when these two teams played about 2 weeks ago. So those are some triple-double watches to consider placing a wager on.
And I am glad you brought up the Spurs and the Rockets. We may have another reason for people to watch that game tonight as well that we will get to. Now, Tuesdays, whether it's football or whether it's basketball, it's all about Maction. Zach Attack, what do you got?
Yeah, Mac does a great job in keeping that conference in the spotlight during the middle of the week. Here on Tuesday today, 6 of the 30-some-odd games in college basketball are from the MAC. I want to profile Ohio here because they're coming off their first conference loss since February 27th of last year. You know, they had that good tournament run and won the MAC tournament. Then they won a couple of games in March Madness. They're coming off their first loss, and it was a bad loss against Toledo by 18 points. Today, they're the biggest favorite in MAC action today, 18-point favorite against Northern Illinois.
All right, we'll keep our eyes on those games. Now, speaking of favorites, how did the favorites do over the course of the playoffs and late in the season? AB, what do you got?
Well, Coach, you know, we got some nuggets here, and I'll tell you what. We spoke before the NFL playoffs started and said, look, historically, the team that wins the game generally covers, all right? So we've had 10 NFL playoff games so far, and guess what? All 10 teams that won the game covered the spread, all right? And if you're thinking, well, there's been some upsets, yeah, there's been a couple for sure. But guess what? Of the 34, the last 34 NFL playoff games, the team that won the game covered in 31 of them. Wow. So don't overthink it this weekend. Don't overthink it.
Don't overthink it. What are the numbers right now? Chiefs 7, and I think Rams are 3.5, right, AB?
Correct, sir.
Isn't that what it is? Okay. All right, we'll have that mega preview in your feet today, 5 p.m. Eastern time. Myself, RJ, M Squared, the Maestro, the whole band will be there. Full breakdown, sides, totals, and props. All right, let's get into our board for the day. Just one play from Sportsline. And if you are not a member yet, what in the world are you doing? But I'm going to do you a solid. Use the promo code EDGE and use 30 days for free. You can use all my cappers, all the analysis, everything that I got at Sportsline, you can have for free. Then after that, you'll be playing with house money. So you'll be happy to be a part of the community. So we're going to go Spurs, Rocket Spurs, -3.5. They have been playing really good basketball as of late. The Rockets are a sieve. Their offense, okay. Defense, atrocious. Let's take the Spurs, -3.5. Now, we tell you all the time, the name of the show is The Early Edge for a reason. I tell you all the time, follow all my cappers for a reason. I'm coming back to Alabama. Allie, your pick today. I saw it last night. Talk to me.
All right. So I have the Panthers at the Jets over 6, and that's actually now at 6.5. But I did post that last night on the Sportsline app at 6. So if you saw that, you kind of got a plus. 6 is a really important number, I think, for this game. I mean, we saw last time I was on, I gave that Panthers Flames over and it landed right on 6. So we kind of got screwed getting that hook. So I think like when you can avoid that, especially when you have like that 6.5, is really important because the last 6 Winnipeg games have totaled at least 6 goals. And then Sergei Bobrovsky, he has a 2.96 GAA on the road and 10 consecutive of his starts have gone with 6 or more goals. And that's not 7, that's 6. So it's really important, I think, to get that 6 there, especially when you have two teams that are scoring right around 3 goals per game, the Panthers on the road and then the Jets at home. So you can kind of get really close there and you just don't want that hook to be the thing that ruins you.
Oh my gosh, just listening to you give your take, it's like a proud father or something. That's amazing. Amazing. By the way, if you didn't understand what I was saying before she gave that out, if you were a Sportsline member, you had this at 6 last night. That's the whole point. Turn on those notifications so you never have to tweet at the coach and say, Coach, oh, where was Allie's pick? I lead you to the water, but you have to drink. All right, now, we talked about triple doubles. We talked about the NBA. Now, there is one team that has a player that is synonymous with triple doubles. There's also a team that has two players that are synonymous with triple doubles. Mikey B, what team would that be?
Yeah, this is I didn't pick any, you know, I mentioned Harden, but there's also LeBron. He's always a threat for a triple-double, too.
Yes!
I'm going to go here, Lakers at the Nets. The line has moved now. It's Lakers -2.5. So I like that number even more. I had originally said Lakers -3. You know, no Kyrie, no Durant. We already mentioned that. They have played one home game since Kyrie came back that Durant also did not play in. That was a 21-point loss to the Thunder. Yuck. Now they get the Lakers here with Anthony Davis listed as probable, expected to play in his first game in over a month. He'll probably be on a minutes restriction, but still healthy LeBron, Davis back, no Kyrie, no Durant. I'll take the Lakers -2.5.
You're damn right we will. And LeBron James coming out said he's in a great zone offensively. He never talks like that. So you know he's going to be aggressive tonight. Maybe a LeBron triple-double tonight. Who knows? But I do know this. I do know this. You're right, Mikey B. I do know this, that whenever Zach misses a pick, what does he do? He goes back to where he feels most comfortable. Zach, what conference would that be?
I'm going back to the Big West, coach.
You're damn right.
As I did last week, back to the Big West, going to take Cal State Northridge. They're a home underdog against Cal Santa Barbara, +6.5. The Matadors, I'm going to ignore the metrics here. As you look at the metrics in college basketball, almost every category, they're going to be towards the bottom. But they play 1 to 2 surprise games every year in conference. I think this is a good spot because Cal Santa Barbara, they've had 9 days off. And earlier this month, they missed a stretch so they've only played 2 games the entire month. I look at Cal State Northridge. They have a sophomore guard that's starting to rise in his level of play, Aiden Wright. He's been their leading scorer the last 3 straight games. So give me Cal State Northridge. I think this underdog spot is a bit too many points, +6.5.
You know, it's crazy. When I first moved out here, all these Cal State different colleges, you never think what they're like, right? They're literally, you'll be driving down the street and you'll see, Cal State Northridge. You're driving. They're just everywhere. They are literally everywhere.
Where the exile coaches go as well. Mark Gottfried, the former NC State coach.
I worked with him at ESPN. I worked with him. Very nice guy. There's a lot of nice coaches I worked with at ESPN. Shout out to Auburn and Bruce Pearl. One of my favorites I ever worked with. New number one team in the country. Pretty cool. That story, by the way, I'll tell on the show sometime about him getting hired at Auburn. I'll tell that story sometime that most people don't know. All right. Now, at this point of the show, for those of you that are diehards, that are here every single day, you know this is the most coveted spot. And coming off the weekend that this man had, I had to give it to him today. Dial up. What do we got?
Well, Coach, I'll tell you this. Not only are we in the Maestro spot, but we are going showdown on the Maestro as well because he took the 49ers +3.5 yesterday, and I'm here to tell you, Maestro, you know I love you, but this is all about the Los Angeles Rams. We're going 3.5 with the Rams. They are going to handle their business because they almost blew it in the divisional round against the Tampa Bay Bucs, and that's exactly why I want them. It was a wake-up call to Sean McVay saying, keep the foot on the gas pedal and don't let up. San Francisco's offense will not be able to keep up this weekend. We're going to go Rams 3.5. We are also going to go, here's one for you, Coach, Chiefs -7. And look, I like the Bengals. I like Joe Burrow. Kid's the truth. But you ever watch like a Canelo fight when somebody just throws a hammer and he just eats it and doesn't move? That's the Chiefs. They just took a sledgehammer to the face by the Buffalo Bills and didn't flinch. And I don't know what the Cincinnati Bengals think that they're going to do an Arrowhead, but it's not cover the spread. So we're going to go Chiefs -7, and we're going to go Rams -3.5.
The only thing I worry about, because I'm worrying about it for myself, because you hear how my voice still hasn't recovered. How do I recover before Sunday? How do the Chiefs recover before Sunday and get that emotion back up? But Arrowhead is the key. The people, the fans, all of it. Now, we've got to be focused on today. So grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap, courtesy of AB, and it looks glorious. Alabama one play, Panthers, Jets over 6. I do not want to hear anybody complain at all. Join us at Sportsline. Turn on those notifications. This is a perfect example of what I talk about every single day. Then, Mikey B, we'll go Lakers -3 for all the reasons why. Zach Attack, Cal State Northridge +6.5. Then AB, Chiefs -7, Rams -3.5. Maybe a spot for a teaser, perhaps, if you would prefer to go that route. And then from Sportsline, we'll go one play, Spurs -3.5. They're really playing good basketball as of late. Then the AB 3 today, straight money line plays +153. Kentucky, Oregon, Arizona. God, I love the Wildcats. I really, really do. Don't forget, 5 p.m. Eastern time right here on this channel, our mega NFL championship preview with me, RJ White, M Squared, and the Maestro. All right, there's only one thing left to do, and I think you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window for my entire team, crew, Alabama, Mikey B, Zach Attack, and of course, AB on the ones and the twos. I am the coach. Tell all your friends. There's only one sports betting brand where you're going to be educated and entertained. It's right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount+.